Millions of people in the United States suffer from osteoarthritis, or degenerative joint disease, with severe cases requiring joint replacement surgery. These replacement joints can be made of combinations of metal alloys, plastic, and ceramic, but new research shows that it might be possible to regenerate damaged joints using a patient's own stem cells. Osteoarthritis is caused by infection, trauma, or simply age, and is the leading cause of chronic disability worldwide. The disease causes cartilage protecting joint surfaces to degrade, allowing painful bone-to-bone contact. Osteoarthritis is usually treated with pain relievers and anti-inflammatory drugs, but in severe cases, the damaged joint can be replaced with an artificial one. However, this option may not work well for the growing population of younger arthritic patients.
The average lifespan of the metal joints is about 10 to 15 years. So as you can imagine, if you are, say, 50, 55 or younger, the surgeons would be very hesitant to place these metal joints in your body because knowing that in 10, 15 years, there's a chance these would fail.
In order to address this need, Jeremy Mao at the Columbia University Medical Center is exploring new ways of regenerating joints. He replaced a portion of a rabbit's upper arm joint with a biomaterial scaffold, providing a place for cells to grow. In order to attract the rabbit's own stem cells to regrow the cartilage, channels in the scaffold were filled with a growth factor protein.
What we found was one protein that we delivered in the microchannels in the scaffolds, that was sufficient to regenerate the entire joint surface with cartilage and with bone and with blood vessels. So when we observed these animals with the replacement joint, what we found was there was regeneration of the entire joint that allowed the animals to resume weight bearing and locomotion.
This return to normalcy occurred just 4 months after the surgical procedure, with newly grown cartilage fully covering the joint surface. When the mechanical properties of this new cartilage were tested, they showed that the regenerated cells were just as effective as the rabbit's naturally formed cartilage. While human trials are still a long way off, other scientists in the field are excited and encouraged by the research.
It's absolutely necessary that we continue to push the envelope in terms of trying to develop new, innovative, and more natural ways of effectively treating arthritis.
Dr. Mary O'Connor is chair of orthopedic surgery at the Mayo Clinic in Florida. She says there is a significant benefit to using this type of treatment for arthritis in the knee.
When we do a knee replacement, we remove one or sometimes both of the cruciate ligaments, which are the ligaments in the center of the knee. And of course, God put those ligaments there for a reason, and they serve a purpose in patients' knees. So one of the potential advantages of this growing joint technique is perhaps the ability to preserve more of those tissues inside the knee, which would hopefully translate into better mechanics and more natural mechanics of the knee.
O'Connor says cost could be a factor in deciding to use this treatment. While it may not be worthwhile for older patients, younger patients are more likely to regard anything that gives them a lifelong working knee joint as well worth the cost. Smita Raghunathan, VOA News, Washington.